John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Appreciate you coming over to help me out this morning, Jason.
Yeah, well, for Christmas, I'm getting you your own monogram set of jumper cables, Connie.
Oh.
I have never known anyone who can kill their car battery as often as you do.
Oh, come on. You make it sound like you have to jump my car every day.
Close. It's the second time this month.
Well, sure, but it's one of the longer months.
Okay, cables are on. Go ahead and start my car.
Why do you have so many candy wrappers in here?
I eat my feelings.
Looks like you mugged a trick-or-treater. Look, it's not like I'm the only one this happens to. Jillian needed a jump start last week.
And she also needed a GPS to find her way into the back room of the antique shop.
You are exaggerating.
Not by much.
Well, she might not be the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but she's pretty sweet.
I'll give you that.
And she's cute.
If you like that look.
You two get along so well. Seems like, you know...
Are you actually telling me I should be interested in Jillian?
Is that how you took it?
Oh, Connie, always a matchmaker.
Never a match.
Don't you know me well enough to know that I have pretty high standards for someone I'd want to be in a relationship with?
How high? Do they need to be a certified genius or prime minister of a small country?
No, how about intelligent, godly, wise, adventurous, interesting?
Ah, Jillian is interesting.
I don't mean how can someone be so clueless about what the word literally means, sort of interesting. More like creative ideas, thought-provoking insights, unique experiences type of interesting. Okay, that's long enough. Go ahead and start your car now.
Well, if I ever meet someone so completely perfect, I'll let you know. Here we go. Ah, yes, yay! Thanks, Jason!
You're welcome. All right, now let it run for a few minutes.
Gotcha.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Dad. You're kidding.
No, your shop is all locked up and it's dark inside.
Jillian told me she'd be in at 8 this morning to open. Oh, I can't believe how irresponsible she is.
I'll walk around back and see if her car is here.
It won't be. I'm sure she just forgot to do her job again.
No, she doesn't seem to be that irresponsible. Wait a minute. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard... Oh, no.
What is it?
Someone's hurt. I'll call you back later. Hello, I can help. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm fine.
You have a head injury. What happened?
Oh, someone hit me with something. I don't know what, but it hurt.
What's your name?
Rusk. Dr. William Rusk.
All right, well, we need to get you to the hospital.
That's where I was going. I am meeting my colleague, Dr. Calhoun.
Oh, Joseph? Well, he's a friend of mine.
I was going to help him with... Oh, I don't remember now.
I'll call an ambulance. Oh, I should have brought my car.
You can use mine. It's parked right by the curb. The Cadillac.
Oh, great. That'll be quicker. Here, let me help you up. Detective Paulhouse, thanks for coming so quickly.
Sure thing. Nothing like a good assault investigation to get my mind off my personal life.
Oh, that bad?
I had a horrible blind date last night. Have you ever met a woman who spent an hour telling you how brutally beef cows are killed while you're eating a steak?
I can't say I have.
I mean, I'm fine with vegetarians as long as they keep their opinions in their own gardens.
So, not a match.
Not even close. And she couldn't have been more than 30. I have bunions that are older than her.
Well, 30 is pretty young.
I should never trust blind dates.
Dr. Rusk is in room 225, down this hallway.
Okay. She scowled the whole time.
So it was a short date.
Set a record. I should have known when I saw her get out of one of those crummy electrical cars. Those don't have enough horsepower to pull a 2-year-old on a skateboard. Not like that would be legal, but it should be possible.
Dr. Rusk?
Come in.
This is Detective Polhaus.
Pleasure, Detective.
Hello.
He has some questions for you, if you feel you're up to it.
Of course. I'm markedly improved now, though I'm certain my head will be sore for quite some time.
I'll try to keep it short. Can you tell me what happened, starting from when you stopped at Triple J Antiques?
Well, I'm an antique aficionado of sorts and was pleased to see a shop in town. I thought I'd peek in since I wasn't due at the hospital yet. As I was heading to the door, I saw someone crawling out of the side window of the shop.
Can you describe this person?
About 6 feet tall, I think male. But as the person wore a ski mask, I couldn't be sure.
Do you recall what else this person was wearing?
A baggy green sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. So what happened next?
I yelled, "Stop! What are you doing?" I realize now I shouldn't have, of course, but the justice seeker in me took over.
And what did the perpetrator do?
Ran right at me and hit me on the head with something hard and sharp. A rock, perhaps. I couldn't tell. I collapsed to the ground, dazed and disoriented.
Did you happen to see or hear which direction the perp went?
I'm not certain.
Did this person ever say anything?
Not a word. I'm sorry, I'm not much help.
Oh, it's all right. We'll find him. Whit, Jason has security cameras in the shop, right?
Right. And he's on his way here now.
So how's Dr. Rusk?
He'll be fine. He's in his room resting.
I don't recognize the name. Is he new to the hospital?
No, he doesn't work here. He's a friend of Joseph Calhoun's. He's visiting to help consult on some technical updates.
Oh, what a welcome to Odyssey.
Do you have the footage yet, Jason?
Yeah, I just accessed the security camera on my phone and scanning through. Yep, right there. The break-in starts at 9:06.
Uh-huh. Yep. The window by the cash register. Don't you have an alarm?
Well, sure, but it only works when it's set, which I'm guessing Jillian didn't do last night.
Ski mask and green sweatshirt, just like Dr. Rusk said.
And gloves, so no fingerprints.
About 5'10", maybe 180 pounds. What's he pulling out of his pocket?
Spray paint. Should block out the security camera.
Good thought of her.
And the other camera, too.
Well, he had to have staked out the place beforehand to know right where the cameras were.
But we still have audio. Here, I'll turn up the volume. That sounds like the display case.
Did you have anything particularly valuable in there?
A watch from the World War I era. A piece unique enough that Antiques Monthly recently did a write-up on it.
Well, this guy must be a reader. What's that?
Sounds like the cash register.
Maybe they're trying to jimmy it open?
Nah, wouldn't do any good. I don't leave any cash in there overnight. But again, Jillian closed up.
Well, it sounds like he's heading back out the window.
And that must have been when Dr. Rusk confronted him.
Okay, we need to head over to the shop, figure out what exactly was stolen, and see if there are any clues.
I'll let Dr. Rusk and Dr. Calhoun know that we're leaving.
We'll have to keep the shop closed for a few hours, Jason.
No, that's fine. I need to take a delivery out to Connellsville anyway. And apparently Jillian has better things to do.
Did you ever get a hold of her?
Yeah, just her voicemail.
Women. Can't live with them. Can't have a decent sandwich without them.
I'm so sorry. My heart literally dropped to my feet when I realized how late I was.
Where were you?
I didn't hear my alarm. Or maybe I forgot to set it. Or maybe I don't have an alarm.
Well, if you had been here, we likely wouldn't have had a break-in. You need to be more responsible, Jillian.
I will make it up to you. I promise.
Burke, go outside and walk around the side and back. See if you find anything.
Yes, sir.
Just as you thought, Jason, the watch is missing.
Doesn't look like anything else is gone.
And they didn't get the cash register open.
There's just not much to go on. The guy was covered from head to foot.
Now, with only Dr. Rusk's limited testimony, this will be a tough one.
I'll check some of the auction sites. Maybe the watch will show up somewhere and we can find the culprit working backward.
Uh-huh.
Detective Polhaus, I found this piece of glass. Looks like it has a little blood on it.
You found this outside?
Yes.
Bag it as evidence.
Yes, sir.
The intruder may have gotten caught on it on the way back out the window.
My thoughts exactly.
I'm going to go ahead and make that delivery. The customer's already called twice wondering where it is.
Yeah, go on, Jason.
Yeah, we can take care of everything here.
You know, I was thinking...
Everyone take cover.
Maybe, since the shop is going to be closed anyway, I can help you with the delivery.
I'll be fine.
It's a lot of lonely country roads to Connellsville. You could probably use some company.
I'll be fine.
I don't mind.
He'll be fine. Oh.
Just open up the shop once the police are done looking around. I mean, if it's not too much trouble.
I'd be happy to.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Dad. I need your advice on this last fiasco with Jillian.
Oh, well, she can be really helpful in some areas.
Yeah, but she's incredibly irresponsible in others. I can't rely on her. I think I need to fire her.
Maybe talk to her. Give her another chance. I mean, she's great with the customers.
Sure she is. But if she doesn't show up, then it doesn't matter how good she is with them.
Yeah, well, I see your
point. Hold on, Dad. Looks like someone went off the road ahead.
Are they stuck?
Well, yeah, looks like it. I'm going to go help them. I'll call you. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
Well, they got the car back on the road, but it's now facing the wrong direction.
Oh, maybe they got turned around?
No, the car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
Jason!
Whit, what happened?
Disconnected. I need to call him back.
What's going on?
Jason's car was hit.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Hi.
Jillian, Jason's car was hit.
Hi there, you've reached Jason. Leave your name and number and...
He didn't answer?
No. Pray for him, Connie.
I will.
Oh, this is my fault. If I'd been on time this morning, he would have left for Connellsville earlier and it wouldn't have happened.
It's not your fault.
I'm going to try him one more time.
Oh, wow. That hurt.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to crash into you. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Just a little dazed. Mm-hmm. Maybe a sprained shoulder. Oh, did I go unconscious?
Well, for a few minutes, yes.
Wait, let me answer this. Mm-hmm. I'm okay, Dad. But hang on.
Oh, in your car, look at it. My daughter's been telling me I'm too old to drive. When she hears about this, she's just gonna...
Calm down. It's gonna be okay. But why did you drive at me like that?
Well, I was trying to get out of the ditch, you see, but I came out the wrong direction. I was feeling pretty frazzled.
Right.
I mean, it's a newish car, and I'm not used to driving it yet, so when I saw you there, I just slammed on the brakes. But then I was flying towards you, so it must have been the gas.
Yeah, must have been.
I called an ambulance and a tow truck.
But
I will pay for every penny of it. You can count on me for that.
Dad?
You're okay, huh?
Well, my shoulder hurts, but I'm fine.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I was just about to head out there.
No need, Dad. I'll have the tow truck take it to Wackel's shop and go from there.
Are you sure you don't want me to come get you? I mean, you might be more hurt than you realize.
You should definitely go get him.
I'll come with you.
Trust me, Dad. I'm fine. Except now I'll need to explain to my customer why his delivery will be even later.
Now stay still. The ambulance should be here soon.
Who is that?
That's my new friend.
I'm Oscar.
We kind of ran into each other. You didn't need to call an ambulance.
Of course I did. I'm responsible for your injuries.
But I'm not even that injured. Wow, that was quick. Must have been out more than a few minutes. Look, Dad, I need to figure out this mess. I'll call you later.
Okay, but let me know what I can do. Bye now.
What did he say?
Is he hurt?
Well, he might have a sprained shoulder. He should be fine. Aren't you supposed to be at the antique shop, Jillian?
Oh, Detective Polhouse said they won't be done checking things out until noon.
Jillian, it's 12:45.
Oh, how does this happen?
I'm fine. I don't need to go to the hospital.
Hold still, sir.
Bring a backboard. He could have a neck injury.
I don't need a backboard. And get that light out of my eyes, please.
Just following protocol.
I'm fine.
You likely have a concussion.
Well, if I do, I'm sure it's mild. My dad can take me to the doctor.
We're here to help, sir. Just let us do our job.
Fine.
It's
So you think the thief ran down the alley toward First Street?
I'm guessing he had a car there, but I can't make out footprints on this gravel.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Jillian.
Oh, Miss Marshall. We're just checking out the alley. We'll be done soon.
I'll go take a look at First Street.
Good.
Did you find the criminal yet?
If we had, we wouldn't still be looking.
Do you think he's hiding in one of these trash cans?
Huh?
Or the dumpster? I saw a movie once where these cats lived in a dumpster their whole nine lives.
Was it a cartoon?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure it was based on a true story. I'll check the dumpster.
Don't you have work you should be doing?
I am working. I'm helping you.
Never have two sentences contradicted each other more.
There's nobody in here. Thieves or cats.
I'm stunned.
Oh, there's a nice sweatshirt. Looks new.
What color is it?
Somewhere between a forest green and an Everest green. Hard to tell in this light.
Burke!
Yes, boss.
I don't really think green is Burke's color. I'd put him in more of a rust orange. Nice fabric.
No, don't touch it.
Ew, a little bit of blood on it, though.
That's evidence.
Oh, sorry. Here.
No, I can't touch it either. Let me get my gloves on.
Should I drop it?
No.
Hold it? I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
All right, now I'll take it.
Green sweatshirt.
Extra large. Looks like the one in the video.
Huh.
I think this belongs to our guy.
Ooh.
It's inside out. Let's see if there's anything on the front. Oh, no.
What?
It says Channel 10 News.
Uh-oh.
Right.
What's wrong with Channel 10 News?
Nothing, except for who runs it. We're not on good terms. Hold on. There's something in the pocket. A watch. Is this?
That's the watch that was stolen! You found it! We need to call Jason and tell him the good news.
But why would someone steal something and then throw it away 2 minutes later?
Quick working conscience?
Maybe he didn't want the watch after all.
That happens to me with every new pair of corduroys.
Me too!
Mm-hmm.
What did he want?
You're sure? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Bye now. Huh.
Are you okay, Whit?
I'm a bit confused. Jason said they were taking him to the hospital, which I assumed would be Connellsville Central.
Uh-huh.
But they have no record of him arriving.
Well, did you check the other hospitals? Odyssey Memorial? Richland Community?
Yeah, all of the ones in the area.
Maybe he registered with one of his aliases.
I don't know why he would. And he would call me and let me know. His phone goes straight to voicemail.
I solved the case.
All you did was taint evidence.
You wouldn't have even checked the dumpsters if I wasn't there.
Eventually, I would have had Burke take a look. We just hadn't gotten there yet.
I am glad you're here, Detective. Can we talk upstairs in my office?
Okay, thanks. That was the dispatch center.
Yeah?
The accident was never called in.
Huh?
You're sure an ambulance came?
Oh, I heard the sirens myself.
The emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
But that can't be. I heard it arrive, and Jason told me.
I've no doubt an ambulance was there. But it wasn't one commissioned for official use. It's not connected to any hospital.
Yeah, but that would mean...
The accident was a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Oh, it's my fault again, Connie. If I'd been there this morning and if I'd just been...
It's not your fault, Jillian. Look, don't mention his disappearance to anyone, okay? It's pretty hush-hush.
My lips are literally sealed.
Okay, try not to worry. Jason's pretty good about taking care of himself, and if anyone can find him, it's Whit.
Jason, he means a lot to me. He's not just a boss, you know?
I know.
My head is pounding. I'm gonna head home.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye. Okay. It's me.
I know. Don't worry. No one's caught on yet. I've got it all under control.
There's more to Jillian than meets the eye. I guess we'll have to keep listening to find out what's going on with Jillian and with Jason. I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep listening. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Morning was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.